A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 7. So long as the soul is in a state of contrary to nature, running wild with the weeds and thorns of sensual pleasures, it is a dwelling place of grotesque beasts. Isaiah's words apply to it, ass centaurs shall rest there, and hedgehogs make their lair in it, and there demons will consort with ass centaurs. Isaiah 34:11-14. For all these animals signify the various shameful passions, but the soul, so long as it is joined to the flesh, can recall itself to its natural state at any time it wishes, and whenever it does so, and discipline itself with diligent effort, living in accordance with God's law, the wild beasts that were lurking inside it will take to flight, while the angels who guard our life will come to its aid, making the soul's return a day of rejoicing, Luke 15:7, and the grace of Holy Spirit will be present in it, teaching it spiritual knowledge, so it may be strengthened in what is good and rise to higher levels. If someone were looking for a brief explanation of what is the essence of spiritual life, the words of St. Theodorus the Great can help us very well. They can also serve us, especially if we are exposed to wrong or distorted perception of spiritual life. It is necessary to realize that Christianity was constantly connected with ascetic struggle for the purification of heart, growing in virtues and holiness. The virus of consumerism has caused us to view the spiritual life as something to amuse us rather than to shape us. We expect an experience, a motivation sermon that should arouse a feeling of excellence inside of us, a beautiful liturgy to give us a nice artistic impression, a community of pleasant people in which we will feel good. We put ourselves in the center of attention instead of God. However, we feel that Christianity, perceived in this way, does not fulfill us, that it does not even appeal to many others around us. St. Isaac the Syrian says, "Knowledge of God does not reside in a flesh that loves pleasure, and a man who loves his own flesh does not attain divine gifts. Just as from the pains of childbirth comes a gift that pleases the mother, so from effort the knowledge of God's mysteries is born in the soul, but lazy and pleasure-loving people reap the fruits of shame." These words of St. Isaac confirm the teaching of St. Theodorus, who also pushes the soul to return from the dwelling place of abominations. St. Theodorus, intercede for us. Amen.